Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is weird, but I'm going to be so stinking rich by the end of this year. I want everybody to know I'm going to keep working here if you want me to. I mean, but I'm going to be stupid wealthy.
I love that for you. Okay.
I've just decided.
Okay.
Bought some crypto.
Okay.
It's got a hit
that
song.
That works for everyone, doesn't it?
Yep. Here's the thing. There was a couple things on Reddit or different places that got me thinking about being rich. Like, there's one that's like, if you became rich, what would be the thing you got into immediately? It's like, the only rich people can do blank.
Mm.
But okay. What I was thinking, and we can talk about some of those things, but like, what I want you guys to think of, because we all act like poor people, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not poor people. We just act like middle class people, right?
Right, yeah.
I eat ramen for pleasure. Not
exactly,
like fancy
yeah.
ramen restaurant. I mean, the little package of Nissin.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm like... And I'm going to say, if I had $1 billion right now, do you think I'd stop eating ramen?
No.
No, you'd stock up.
I wouldn't stock up, but I can't see a time in my life where I would go like, I'm not eating that anymore. I know I could go get sushi whenever I want, but I would still want that sometimes.
I agree. And I'm that way with fast food. In fact, one of the coolest pictures I've ever seen in my life is Kanye West when he's at McDonald's drive-thru. In his Lamborghini, like the mirrored version, like the craziest car ever.
It's like, I still want a Big Mac, bro.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to get that. I know I could build a McDonald's in my house, but I'm going to drive to McDonald's and I'm going to get a Big Mac.
Right. I agree. I would do that too. No matter what kind of Lamborghini I'm driving. Or
would
the
you
Hyundai.
Get, like, on the other side, like, what would you do if you got rich? Would you want a Lamborghini? Because I always wanted one. Now I think it's stupid.
I would not want one because I'm not enough of a car guy. And my buddy, my friend Raj, who we've talked about on the show, has a bunch of cars. And I've ridden with him. And people just stop him all the time and want to talk about
the car.
And
it's just annoying. You're just like, when I'm just trying to get groceries.
I'd be like, I don't know. It's the black one. I'd be like, okay. Get
all right.
They would hate me.
So I think we should take calls from people. Like, let's pretend you just won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
But what? What thing do you do now that's not, I don't want to say poor people, but it's like, what would you never give up? No matter how much money you had, mm-hmm. I'm never giving up blank. Like, I'm never going to, like, yeah. Even though you could build a bowling alley in your house, you still like to go to AMF bowling and just hang out with a bunch of dudes in bad shirts and drink pitchers of beer. Like,
yeah.
I know
yeah,
people who would still
one.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why? But I get it. If you're yeah. into that.
Or you go play pickup basketball or something. You're like, I could build it.
Adam Sandler does that yeah. all the time.
That is a perfect example of one of the things I want to say. It's like, you could afford a basketball court in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you could have, Adam Sandler is wealthy enough, he could have like professionals come, he could have college
yes.
players.
And
he could
has
invite.
Like all of those other comedy
but he
friends.
He goes to yeah. the Y.
He
not
goes
even to
just,
a cool
no, he just goes to a
like
court outside. Yeah.
He just shows up. Yeah.
Like that, for Adam Sandler, it doesn't matter how rich he gets, he's never going to give that up.
That's awesome.
So if you have something in your brain, like seriously, it can be your husband if you want it to be, but it's, or is there a food like you can afford a sushi chef,
mm-hmm.
but no matter mm-hmm. how rich you get, I'm never giving up blank. We want to hear what yours is. You can text the Berg Simpson text line or call. It's 303-222-5423.
I would never give up the frozen garlic bread from Kroger, oh. just the Kroger brand, the real buttery ones that you put in.
You could afford artisan bread that you slice and somebody else slices yeah. for you and puts butter on it and garlic.
Mm-hmm. And my wife even makes bread and she will have a couple slices of hers and then we'll put a couple of the Kroger in the oven too. she likes it too. There's just no denying that this is awesome garlic bread.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Yeah, I'm probably that's too such serious a weird,
no,
about
I
it.
I know that this is what we're looking for because we want you to call and defend your stupid thing. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Is it a flavor from your childhood or you just fell in love with it here?
It's just that everyone, listeners know what I'm saying. That garlic bread, it's frozen. It's just a little like kind of round almost, you know, and it's just buttery. It gets, the crust is real crunchy. It's like the same ones they have at school. So maybe it is. Yeah, maybe it is kind of nostalgic, but it's just, that is just garlic bread. Just define garlic bread. It's that.
I'm just fascinated by it because I like, you know, it makes me sound snooty, but like I like fresh garlic bread. Like I want to go to King Soopers and buy
like a baguette or whatever.
Yes. And then I'll slice it.
Oh, they sell those?
And oh my God. Yes. You have to venture out of the frozen section.
Is that what's out there?
Yes. There's a whole place where they make baked goods.
We call that the warm section.
No, it's the outside of the store where the healthy stuff is. You should try it.
Yeah.
It's near produce. That's why you've probably never seen it.
I see.
Skip on over.
What's yours, Aaron?
I mean, we used to know someone who would literally throw out change. And yes, he was wealthy. I don't think I could ever do that. I am the type of person to literally squeeze up every single ounce of toothpaste or like body soap. Like I,
you really
will,
do.
I will cut the container and scoop it out. Like, and I don't think that would ever go away.
I agree. I'm the same.
I can't waste it. I cannot. It doesn't matter. It could be half full, and I could buy a new pack. No, I'm not gonna.
No matter how rich you get, you think you'll always do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't do it with toothpaste. But there's something satisfying.
There's a lot hidden in there.
I know people who cut it open.
I do.
You don't really.
Yes.
You cut it open and scrape and then
yes,
like,
because there's so much extra in there. You don't even realize.
But you have billions of dollars.
I'm going to use every ounce of
crypto bank just went nuclear.
I'm going to use every ounce of toothpaste.
I am still the guy who will take my old Dove body wash and put it on top of my new Dove body wash and let it drain down in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I have to do that. And I used to meld my soaps together.
I do that too, yes. I do.
Do you really?
Uh-huh, I
do. And
meld
it doesn't,
them.
Like even when I started, I'm like, I don't have to do this. I can throw this little sliver away. But there's a satisfaction of like going, I made those two Dove bars go like, and now they think they're one Dove bar.
Yeah, and then eventually you use it, and then now you can't even tell where the
addition
was.
Yes, there's no evidence
was.
That I did it, except for the one hair that was underneath the first one. Yeah. It's just kind of growing out of the middle of it, and you're like, ugh.
We're like, what are you doing in the shower? You're taking so long. You're like, my creation. It's not what you think.
And you can literally hold it together, and if you like scratch your fingernails on it, it kind of melds together faster.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody's got two soap things they want molded, I will come take a shower at your house and I will make it happen. I imagine you already said fast food. That's definitely one of the things that
also cinnamon sugar toast.
Toast?
Yeah. The classic cinnamon sugar toast.
Yeah.
You'll never give that up?
No.
Even when you could afford like a croissant?
No, I just want
croissant.
No. Nope.
There is something about it. You go years without eating it and then you take a bite and you're like,
I need this every day for months.
Yep. This is it. This is it. We could have been done after this, like with food.
Well, if there's something, no matter how rich you get, it's your comfort. It can be food, it can be a person, it can be a thing, an activity. What will you never give up, no matter what? 303-222-5423, call or text.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So no matter how rich I get this year, there's certain things that you common folk do that I'm going to keep doing. Like coming in here.
Thank you. We're glad. I thought of one, actually. Good one. I would never, no matter how rich I am, not have to do the gas shake thing when you fill up your tank. Oh. Like, could you just pull it out and put it back?
Okay. I don't know.
I don't have any idea. Okay. I don't have to shake the charger out of my Tesla.
All right. I walked into that one.
I want to say this. You talked about Kanye going to get McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that sounded cool. And then you showed us the pictures after we finished. And I mean, like, it's his arm coming out of a Lambo.
It's so simple, but it's just so cool.
It's just such a juxtaposition or whatever. You're like, that is the coolest picture I've ever seen. Kanye, and he almost, is he grabbing the bag or is he fist bumping?
I think he's just grabbing the bag, yeah.
Oh, God, it's just, ugh.
Pull forward to number two, Mr. West.
Oh, my God. Chad?
Yay.
No matter how rich you get, what are you going to still do?
Exercise.
It is true, but at a certain level, you can pay somebody else to do it for you.
There is that.
To move your arm?
Yeah.
But no, quite literally, it helps me sleep better at night. I mean, I'm not like some like ripped jock or anything like that. It's just, it's just part of my routine. And when you're rich, you have time. You can buy time now.
It is true.
So I would just break out that extra hour every single day and continue just to take care of my body. That's and smart. All that. And I think probably more time with the wife, you know, because I'm not going to go to my 8 to 5 anymore. I mean, Slacker, I know you love what you do and you're a god at what you do, so you're never going to quit. Even with $1 billion in the bank.
I would not quit doing this. This is...
No, I know that. I know that about you. But me, it's like I would probably hang up the 8 to 5 and just really just embrace life.
Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start exercising with you, Chad. Thank you. I'm just saying, like, there was a time period in life where you could tell somebody was rich by how fat they were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they were just, it's like, oh, because you just, like, oh, man, look how fat they are. They
could afford.
They don't have to be skinny anymore.
Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to bring that back.
Carmen?
Yay.
No matter how rich you get, you'll never stop what?
Saving the Tupperware containers that I get from fast food restaurants.
You never stop?
I would never stop. Even like the butter containers that I get from
God. I understand it. I do, but I don't.
I get it now, but if I was rich, I would want it all to match. I would want the snapware, like, I would want it to be organized like that.
When I got a divorce, all the stuff got divided and I had all the same. And then people come over to my house and they leave their stuff. And I'm like, so now it doesn't all interlock,
doesn't match,
and that drawer drives me. I could never be you, Carmen. Like, hanging onto those butter containers is something that's so, it's like, for me, it's the opposite. It's like T-Hack and buttons, how your mom wouldn't let you have buttons. Like, every single leftover in my house was in a margarine container.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was my grandparents. Yeah. There was like their dining room set. Yogurt cups were yogurt things.
Oh, God. It's so
were the glasses.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That was a fine china. That's like, you had a date coming over.
Thank you, Carmen. That I'm the opposite. We could almost do a show of like, no matter how poor I am, I'm never going to do. Amy?
Yay.
No matter how rich, you're never going to stop what?
I would still shop at sales and clearance items.
It is an addiction. If you're good at it, I know very rich people who are just like, did you see that T-Mobile's got it? And you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And just like it's almost like the hunt. It's like, I found this in a Goodwill bin. Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
It is. It's the best thing. I still do it today and I have a good job. My husband hates it, but I love it.
So you'll like go to TJ Maxx or Ross or somewhere. Cause like I've bought incredible stuff at those stores.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an hour finding it. Like, you got to dig through dick rooms. Like, my God, a Champion sweatshirt.
That's for me, though. I would never stop going TJ Maxx, Marshalls, or Home Goods, all three. I would never stop. In fact,
afford an interior designer.
I would go more often. Yeah, because I could buy more things.
That's so crazy to me.
I love a Home Goods. HG, we'll hit it later.
Thank you for the call, Amy. You're being serious.
Oh, dead serious. I love
you
Home
can
Goods.
Afford a designer. But you're going to go to Home Goods.
Yeah.
And design it himself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's designer for less.
Okay.
Who doesn't want that?
Okay. Diego.
Yay.
No matter how rich you get, what are you going to keep doing?
Two things. The first and most important one is drive myself around. No limo.
I get that. Yeah. I don't think anybody has limos now. Like, limo companies
limos,
are
limos, no, but they're all, like, Escalades or whatever.
I guess so.
Escalade, yeah.
Because, like, have you ever seen a limo on the road lately? Like, when you see it, you're like, who?
It's only, like, homecoming and prom groups
right,
now.
It's like, what kind of time traveler? Because, Kanye's not in that bad boy.
Right. It's the black SUV if you're in a car.
100%. Okay, so you're going to drive yourself. What else?
Going to the movies. Honestly, I'm just old school. I love the nostalgia of just eating popcorn, being around, being frightened by everybody else's scream.
Even if you could put a theater in your own home, you're rich.
And do a private screening, it's different.
It is different, which is why I'm not rich, different. And you'd have to put a gun to my head to get me to go.
I love going to the movies.
For what? To sit in someone else's filth?
You're doing more than that.
While eating gross popcorn.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.